Right.
Three and a half associates of Pit. Mahaprabhu, she is one of them. She is 80 years old. Prabhupada has gone to beg some rice. This was his fault.
Oh.
And why did you go? Never in this life I will see your face. Do not come in front of my eyes. Ajayacharya, Nithanand Prabhu. And others, Ramanand Prabhu also. They are praying to him, begging him. That, oh Prabhu, please excuse him once. He is faultless. Okay. Then I am going to Alarnath. You let him be here. Let him reside here. With you. Very strong, very strict. Mahaprabhu's mercy is not there when he saw. Then he went to Prayag, Allahabad, and drowned himself at Sangam. Some of his associates said that, oh, he has left body. Oh, this is the result of one who is a person sitting with women. Big sannyasi is also, I am saying, at the time of Prabhupada also, even in my times, in my Gurudev's time, in my very tattva-vid, they know so much tattva, rasa. They go where to hell. These people, women to attract, get attracted to males, males attracted to females, be very careful in these matters.
Not attached to their own life, children, and house, and home. So
Cobbler means interested in going to the skin. You only see what is good, what is bad, leather. Everybody is a cobbler here. This is good or this is bad quality leather. Only this is your consideration. How high or how exalted the soul is. You have this tatvagyan. The soul is beautiful or they don't have this quality. They don't have this vision. That's why I'm laughing. Now I must go back. I cannot stay in this assembly of cobblers. And the king, he fell down at his feet. He said, he lifted him up and made him sit on the royal throne. He said, I learned from that you are better than all the Brahmagyanis. Please speak some katha. If some Vaishnava is black, maybe his teeth is protruding out. He has taken birth in some low-class family. Maybe he speaks very roughly, very rude. Do you remember that how Sri Vikram Maharaj was so strong in his speech? Very strong. Maybe he's a little lazy. You should never anyway commit offenses to such people. Otherwise, it's an offense. You should see their views, their what Atmagyan they have, what bhakti they have. You should give them respect according to the progress in their bhajan. Oh, somebody may say that my guru is, he's a liberated soul. This is, if you think in such manner that this is an offense. Ganga is coming from the lotus feet of Bhagavan. But because we are living in this material world, there may be some foam or some dirt present in it. Ganga, and we consider Ganga to be polluted. People perform ashman or they take bath in this, and by taking bath you can get liberated from this material world. The Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Bhagavan, maybe anyway he is performing his bhajan, but maybe he is strong in his speech, maybe he has taken birth in a low-class family. Maybe he is rude. Do not beware. You should always honor him according to the duration, according to his progress in spiritual progress, what he has made. You should keep all these thoughts in your mind, otherwise, very great chances of your fall down.
What are the kind in the there is so many very high scholars in India. Maharaja, who was father-in-law, Bhagavan, he has very big assembly and full of large scholars. One day, every person came down on the way to Himalaya. And his name was Astalakamiji. Astalakamiji, at 8 days, he has so many fallen body, men, the leg, hand, on the back, waist, feet, everything. He was on the steps and 25 were tired. So when he returned, the Royal Assembly of Maharajana, all the courtiers, they began to love loudly. English, Master of Tradition, somehow or other, he put his way on the stage and began to laugh more louder than the combined laughing of the courtiers. The Maharajana told, O Prabhu, who are you? Why you came here? What are you laughing so much? The Lord Prabhupada told, I am not laughing, I am weeping. And it seems of laughing. This is not my laughing. I think I am expressing my sorrow. How come? So, oh, I came so far away, it takes too much time, too much endeavor. I thought, I come to the Royal Assembly of Maharaj Jonah, there's so many very great and great philosophers. But coming here, I see all these other cobblers, shoemakers. The shoemakers, they know which leather is better, the So whether I can reject this assembly, I can go back to my abode in Nagar. When he turned back, Maharaj Janak pulled back the lotus feet and grabbed him and put him on his own altar, own throne, and said, "Oh Prabhu, I have learned so many things from you." Then he told Masavavati, "The all your followers, they don't know. The body can be like this. Inside this body, there is soul. The soul is so attractive, so nice, so long and taller. No one is seeing my soul, only seeing this body. Now who is the soul? Why I inherit this story? This is your story." That is the soul that the Rupa Sri Father is explaining to Mother Samlitam. This is the Bhava Janita, you know, you have to go to it. Nobody loves to me, you have to go to the Rupa The Buddha told that so many friendly partners in Western, maybe look like Kariyashi, maybe born in low family, he's very hard to work, so maybe lazy, don't criticize me, don't be honest, don't be sad. Let's take the example. One of his good brothers, or very beloved from the Sita Maharaj, who is a very city staff tomorrow, along with my Paramahansa Guru Maharaj, he used to use very hard to work. So therefore, he used to insult him, or criticize him, to very big offense. Then he was out. Very ashy and low person, don't criticize him. Japanese was an example. The body source of Ganges, the lotus feet of Bhagavan. When Ganges came in this, come down to material world, in contact with material world, in Ganges there is some bath, home, etc. Still, people are taking bath, doing ashraman, and get rid of Bhagavan in endless bath, cycle of pain.
Birth and death.
They can born. So, if you think, oh, this guy is full of mud and foam, I will not have, I will not take ashraman, then it's not proper. So same way, in any person of it, not look like very nice and not accepting, still it will not criticize him. Then we have another example. So who that is? Shiva is at soul. He is associated with Bhagavan. But why do they still give up? Why he has some disease? Don't think at all. Even if you have to share with today, even if you are born in this world, most of all, I will qualify. If you see any bodily disturbance on him, then you have to understand and reconcile. It is not for him. He is to keep service to others, for keep their welfare, that only, not more than that. Other than putting one example, like the Narottam Thakur, once he became paralyzed, could not get up from his bed to not work. The other secretaries I know, he came in, not in Brahmin family, but in taking Brahmin. So what is that thing will go? Must have suffered, yet must suffer. That is, he was the Lord Prabhu. They are very foolish, ignorant. They don't know your glory. They think that you will go hell without any hell. Please don't do it this first time anymore. When the devotee is praying to him from core of their heart, next day he makes more issues when you catch up with the impact and usually to do so. This is also a surprise. So the Gurudev and other qualified workers still their activity, still their body, any disturbance, don't make any doubt in your mind, Hare Krishna.
Father, it said that the desire for Pratishtha.
So what are the reading?
Performing your bhajan.
Or not
The anarts are removed. Person develops nishtha, faith. And some ruchi also, taste is also coming. Now asakti is also visible little. Attachment. Everything is there. But this desire for pratishtha, prestige has not gone. When you speak words of praise, you become so happy. They are not honoring other people appropriately. Madhyamadhikari has these qualities. He is not able to overcome these anarthas. This is said here that it is an obstacle for progressing bhakti. A Madhyamadhikari, they should be very careful. This is Sandalini. It will destroy all the bhajan. You should offer appropriate respects to others and do not expect any honor for yourself. It's not so easy to give all these up. If Bhaktapada Dhuli, Bhaktapada Jal, Bhaktabhut Avashesh, these three things are pure serving of pure dev. Vaishnava, serving a pure Vaishnava, and his dust from his lotus feet, his charanamrit, water that washed his feet, and the words of his mouth, and those remnants which he has left mercifully. With faith, if you accept all this, then one person can become liberated, means then he can overcome all these obstacles. Otherwise, this pratishtha increases so in such proportions that it obstructs the bhakti completely. Be careful. You have to remove all these things. And Vaishnava, when I'm speaking a rasik tattva with pure Vaishnava. Translation.
There was Yoganatha Swami has won in Srimad Shiksha. A thousand days ago, Pratishtha, desiring one known name and fame. Therefore, as one is performing bhajan, and another's unwanted desires are becoming dispelled, one is a nishtha, ruchi, and even the shakti, state of shakti, attached to Krishna may come. At that time, so much fame and fame will appear from before the devotee. But one should be very careful. One should dispel desire for one's own name and fame. One should not think, at that time, they will be glorifying their devotee. That time, the thought of not giving proper respect to others may come in their heart. Therefore, a Madhyamadhikari, a devotee of the middle platform of devotional service, must be very careful. Because this desire for one's own name and fame is like a dog eating a whore. Therefore, one should give respect to others according to their position and not demand respect for oneself. But this is not easy to do. Therefore, the Madhyamadhikari, especially, must constantly stay in the service of the pure Vaishnava. Especially, three things should be faithfully accepted. Vaishnava Padaduri, Vaishnava Padajala, Vaishnava Edabhukta Avashis, and Timasadambhava. Respecting the put down of the devotee, respecting the reverence from the mouth of the Vaishnava, in the terms of Mahaprasad, also in the terms of giving and instruction, and the food bathing water of the devotee. By faithfully serving these three things, then one can achieve liberation from his unwanted desire. Otherwise, the desire to achieve one's own position and to become glorified will increase and increase, and thus he will become destroyed. Therefore, one should always remain in the service of the pure devotees who are expert in tapa and who are rasis also.
Utsaha, Nishya, Dhaira, Tattva, Sarva, Savasana, Utsaha, Shriri. If performing, while performing bhajan, some realizations are not coming, maybe some progress is there. Some attachment still is there in the material sense enjoyments, material objects. But if you want auspiciousness, you should think, meditate on this, that what am I achieving by performing my bhajan? Is it still my bhajan, or it is being destroyed, or I am progressing every day like a businessman? You should calculate. Am I gaining something or not? Utsaha. Utsaha means enthusiasm. Oh, everybody has achieved. I am not able to achieve those results. Definitely, I will also achieve this enthusiasm. Those hearing the Harikatha, with enthusiasm, with participation and all this, not that without enthusiasm. Firm faith in the words of Gurudev and Shastras. Those words which are, Sadguru is, one of my Guru is always speaking, those words which are always favorable towards bhakti. He will never speak such words which will be disturbing your bhakti. Firm faith in Gurudev and the words of the Shastras. Maybe it is getting late to achieve the result that he is aiming for. But still he is performing his sadhan with utsaha. He doesn't become flat in his performance of his sadhan. Everything he may do, but parikram is, there aren't so many things to do. But at the times of Harikatha, he will, before Harikatha, he will finish all his work. If you do not hear Harikatha, your heart does not become clean. The person does not become attachment towards bhajan and bhakti. For the sake of progress in bhakti, he leaves also his material sense enjoyments. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he rejected his such wonderful wife, beautiful wife, and ancestral properly, which was like the heavenly planets. And he stopped eating very nice food. He is not now even accepting alms at the, standing at the door of Jagannath. He is just, what he is doing, he is just washing very old grains, leftovers, and eating, accepting them. Our examples are Sri Rupa, Sanatana, the six Goswamis, all our Acharya work. They have rejected all sense enjoyments, bhog, the desire for property or bhog, self, sense enjoyment. These will not help. And those which are against bhakti, karmis, mayavadis, to reject their association, to reject the association of women, and those people who are attached to women. He is reading Bhagavatam and he doesn't follow all those instructions. He speaks so much glories about so many things, but himself does not follow Ekadasi. These things all should be left. Otherwise, you should always take Harikatha with the association of devotees and have faith that only all auspiciousness will come by performing bhakti. Without bhakti, no auspiciousness will come to me. May my body be cut to pieces and I have to leave body, but bhajan, I will never leave. Maybe some obstacles come, maybe some accident, or maybe somebody dies in the family. Then okay, this bhakti, everything I leave, reject it. Stay far away from bhakti. No, do not behave like this. Understand. Haridas Thakur is saying, I will leave my body, but I will not leave my bhajan. Life, property, sons, relatives, everything I can leave. If one performs bhakti like this, Krishna sees that, oh, he is giving everything for me, then very quickly he gives you result. One second, Prabhu.
Heartfelt, and he was not a burnt field.
If you have a desire for something, whatever Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said here, what we heard today, this is very bitter truth. Take this in the pockets of your heart, for that you are hearing here. You are eating so great festival in so great festival. Very beautiful arrangements in this parikrama. These bitter truths of this parikatha, let it enter your hearts through the ears. Take these, sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha, males, females, everybody should take these in the pockets of their hearts and leave this place with these bitter truths. And English.
Keep it in your pocket. And always try to follow his instructions and Bhaktivinoda. We call you, said that, oh, you will do very good parikrama of the human beings. Oh, treasure source he can supply. Oh, very good accommodation with a tight bathroom and service. But why? To inject the parikrama so that you can.
Hare Krishna. Our Dr. Kumar, the Buddha is one.